And that's 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message.
Prosperity of our souls. It's not just some hit and miss in the dark, happy today, sad tomorrow. But there are measurements built into the Word of God and into the spirit dimensions whereby we can measure whether we are growing or whether we are declining. And we want to take a look into that a little bit tonight. But when we talk about the threefold nature of man, we are a triune being. You know, we are a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in an earth suit known as our body. The spirit is, if you use the Hebrew or the Greek word, it would be pneuma, which is breath, which is breathed. And the spirit has certain characteristics whereby you know it's the spirit. In other words, the spirit has faculties. Even though we don't see our spirit has faculties. Just like you see your body. And your body has hands, you know, feet, eyes, ears. Our spirit has faculties. I'm going to go through this real quick because I want to focus on the soul. Our spirit, the faculties of our spirit, number one, our faith. Number two is hope. All the things that rise in your heart or that come into your life that cause you to have faith or hope are rising up from your spirit. Reverence. Reverence has to do with the fear of the Lord. Not an anxious, horrified, frightful fear, but a reverential fear of the Lord. That's the beginning of wisdom. Another faculty of the spirit is prayer. When we pray, we don't merely want to pray from our head. You know, soulish prayer. We want to pray from our spirit and have our soul in agreement. And then finally, we worship from our spirit. So that faculty of the spirit is worship. The Lord seeks for those to worship him in what? Not in soul, but in spirit and in truth. Amen? All right, so the faculties of the body. If we were to look at the faculties of our body, the five gates, so to speak, are number one, sight, the eye gate. Number two, smell, the nose or nosy gate. I can resist that one. Then we have the hearing or the ear gate. Then we have taste or the mouth gate. And then we have touch or the feel gate. Now these are gates: sight, smell, hearing, tasting, and touching. These are all faculties of the body or the carnal man, the fleshly man. The faculties of the spirit are faith, hope, reverence, prayer, and worship, which are all faculties of the spiritual man. But then we have the soul, which is in the Greek and the Hebrew called the psuche, the psyche, or the soul, also depicted as the natural man. That's interesting. The Word of God says that for the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. I want you to think about that for a moment, and that's in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. The natural man, the soulish man, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. This is why our soul must prosper. This is why our soul must live in God. Otherwise, the things of God are foolishness to you. You're at enmity against God. Even though our spirit is saved, you can have that internal struggle. I'll say that struggle that Esau and Jacob had in the womb. You can be, you know, God wanting to break out in your life and do some amazing things, and you're struggling in your soul because your soul hasn't prospered. You're still living in yesterday. You're trapped by last year's experiences. That's why I tell somebody, your soul's got to prosper. And our soul, or we prosper, and I want you to use this as a point of reference. We prosper as our soul lives in God. Amen. So we have the body, the soul, and the spirit. Now we're focusing on the soul because your spirit is saved. Your spirit is full. But external, natural, physical prosperity comes as your soul prospers. God did something and he did it all. Tell someone it's a finished work. But how much of that finished work has manifested in your life? On the ground. See, our spirit is saved. Our soul is being saved. And one day this body is going to put on incorruption and it'll be saved. Changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. So the spirit is already saved. So this is why we must become spiritual people and not allow carnality and even the natural stuff. See, many that are saved still eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Good people, but they're eating from the wrong tree. Amen. Doing good works, but you're eating from the wrong tree. You're not eating from the tree of life. Okay, so we want to focus on our soul prospering. It's vital that our soul prosper. Remember, in going into the promised land, that generation that did not believe God, God took care of them when he turned them back. And they continued to get manna. Their shoes didn't wax old. Their clothes, as they grew, their clothes grew. No scurvy, no disease, but he was providing for them until they died, even though they never entered in. So see, you can be moving, but if you're moving in circles, it's like a dog chasing his tail. There's movement, but you ain't going nowhere. But when your soul prospers, certain things manifest themselves that are markers that indicate to you that you are growing. And it's not just something temporary. It's not just something that's fleeting. And so as our soul lives in God, and every one of us that are born again have the ability to walk in the Spirit, there are certain spiritual disciplines. You know, there's a saying, 7 days without prayer makes one weak. You know, one W-E-A-K, not W-E-E-K. 7 days without prayer. So prayer is an instrument to keep your spirit man in the proper place in your life so that your flesh is not ruling. See the thing about it, your spirit, your soul is in between. And the natural propensity of the soul is downward, just like gravity. The psalmist said it, Lord, quicken me. My soul cleaves to the dust. You know, like I know, if you were to go without praying, without doing the things or being the person that God saved you to be, and you just let that go, let that stuff go and just toss it to the wind and start acting your kind of way, you know, like I know, or if you just let the word go, your soul, like a dog would return to its vomit. Or like a pig that you just washed off. What's he looking for? He's looking for the mire. He's going right back to it because the soul in its natural state cleaves to the dust. That's why we need the word of God. We live by the supernatural. There's some super on the natural. We're not bound. It distinguishes us from the world. In other words, you got another gear that the world don't have. When trouble comes your way, instead of getting depressed, instead of getting bound up by it, instead of getting defeated and kicked around by it and losing hope, no, you put your ride in another gear. You can ride up above that. Why? Why? Because we are people of the Spirit. Thanks be unto God that always causes us to triumph. Amen? Tell somebody, always. Some trials are longer than other trials. Sometimes it's only a test. You know, you take a test and you do it in a little while, but a trial may last a little while. That OJ trial lasted a long time. They finally came to a verdict, right? So there are trials, but thanks be unto God who always, and in the process, sometimes you can shorten some of the things that you go through by allowing your soul to prosper by getting up under rather than resisting, dying to rather than demanding your rights. One thing is for sure, if God is going to truly use you, he's going to truly empty you. Amen. Truly. Yes. Amen. You got to stop trying to hide stuff. Put a little something in your pocket. No, empty them pockets. You know, when you at the airport and you're going through the, you know, through the detectors and that, they ask you, you got anything in your pockets? And if you forget to take something out and you go through in the metal detector, then they got to search you. But God wants to empty you, and it's for your good. All right, so we're going to deal with the soul here, that natural man. Now, the soul, the faculties of the soul, one of them, are the imagination. That's a faculty of the soul. That's why you have to arrest that fella. Amen. And saturate it with the Spirit of God. Meditate on what, use your imagination and meditate on what the Word says and not on what CNN said. Another faculty of the soul is your conscience. The faculty of the soul is the conscience. You do well taking heed to your conscience. How many, even that are born again, take no heed to their conscience? You'd be surprised. Third faculty of the soul is the memory, is your memory. We need our memories sanctified. You can't be locked on lockdown with a memory.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.